We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Fly with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's always an honor to have him on. The most important sports figure in this town. Yes. Starting quarterback, Philadelphia Eagles, Carson Wentz. Hi, Carson.
Morning. How we doing?
Oh, we're doing great, Carson. Congratulations on the baby. Congratulations on starting a new season. We're very excited.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Things are a little different on all sorts of levels, but everything's good, so thank you.
All right. In fact, things are even a little different in how you're helping the community. You could not have the softball game this year, but I understand something big is happening for people today. Could you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, so I just woke up this morning, and obviously the rain's coming down a little bit more, so that might get postponed, so everyone can kind of follow our social media today. It might get postponed to a later time, but over the last, several months now, we've been passing out food boxes, whether that was pre-made meals or grocery boxes, through our Thy Kingdom Crumb food truck over there in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And today we're actually planning to do it right out inside of the link. And so it's all free the same way it always is. I think a lot of people have gotten accustomed to us being there for our home games and everything. So it just looks a little different. It's a contactless drive-through where we got family-sized meals pre-made, ready to go, and they pull up, pop their trunk, we throw it in, everyone's wearing masks and gloves, and just a way we can still bless the community and give back. But like I said, that might not be taking place today because the rain's going up ever since I woke up. So we will see, but if not, we will do it very soon, and it'll be at the link, so hopefully a lot of people can make it out to that.
All right, if the weather does improve, it's the K-Lot, 4 to 6 today. 200 family-style meals, pulled pork, mac and cheese, coleslaw. How do you qualify, Carson? Who's eligible to get the meals?
Yeah, you're all over it. I love it. it's for anybody and everybody. That's kind of the mission behind TKC. You know, we want to help those in need, but we believe everyone's in need of just feeling loved and feeling valued and appreciated. And so, anybody and everybody that thinks they need a free meal, from whether it's for their family or their kids or their coworkers or whatever they want to do with it, by all means, swing on through. We just wanted to let you know that we see you and we love you, and hopefully they can enjoy some free food.
That's phenomenal. Love it. All right, you were just alluding to the fact this is your fifth training camp, but it's not like the first four. How is it different for you, Carson?
Yeah, I mean, for one, it's my fifth year, which is kind of crazy in itself, but definitely makes you feel older when you say it's your fifth year. But obviously with all the protocols and everything in place, everyone wearing masks, and our meeting rooms, every desk is 6 feet apart. And it's a little tougher to build that camaraderie and that togetherness just because of the protocols that are in place. But, we're doing what we can. We're making the most of it currently, and we're, just over a weekend, and things are different, but I can tell there's just an overall excitement from all the guys to just, get out there and practice. Right now we're just doing walkthroughs and working out, so we can't just, we can't wait to even just practice. And then, we know that game's coming real soon. So there's an overall excitement level. There's a lot of energy in the building, but there's just the protocols and things in place that make things look a little different, but we're making the most of it.
How worried are you about the virus, Carson?
I'm not too worried, I guess, because I feel safe at the facility. I feel that the Eagles have done a lot of things to make sure that everyone in that building is safe. I'm no idiot. I'm also no doctor, so I don't know how crazy this thing can be and how quickly it can spread. But, I think a lot of us feel safe at the building just because of the protocols that we have in place. I just know a lot of guys that have families, including myself, it just makes it a little different, because the last thing we want to do is get the virus and not know it and bring it home to our family. So I think it is important for everyone to take proper precautions and follow the right protocols. And I feel good with the daily testing we have in place right now, and Hopefully that doesn't change with the daily testing. But, you know, I'm not overall too worried personally, but I know it can affect everybody differently. So, you know, just praying that we have a safe and healthy season.
All right. I just want to confirm this. I already know the answer, but today's the last day of opting out for NFL players, and they're saying a lot of big names might do that. Carson Wentz is not opting out, correct?
I'm not, no.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, it's something that I do completely value and respect everyone's opinion on it and decision. You know, I think I'd be lying if you know, I didn't say most every guy at least at some point has had that conversation or thought about it just because of different health implications and, you know, a lot of the unknown regarding the virus. I know that, you know, me and my family had to talk about it as well. But, you know, we feel overall that we feel safe at the building. And we're not going to live in fear of this thing. And we can't wait to get on that field. God willing, everything stays on course.
All right, Carson, everybody knows how close you are to the coach, Doug Peterson, who tested positive a couple of days ago. What's your reaction to it, and what effect, if any, do you think it'll have on the preparation of the team?
Yeah, my reaction was surprise, I think, just because, you know, that's just the nature of the business, and you're surprised by it. But at the end of the day, things have been rolling pretty smoothly. You know, Deuce Staley has been leading the charge at the building. Coach has still been able to virtually, you know, handle team meetings and be involved in, you know, the group meetings and everything. And so I don't think it'll have a huge effect, especially because, you know, right now we're not allowed to fully practice and do all those things. So I know Coach is doing all right, and he'll be with us in person soon. But, you know, I think we got a glimpse of it this off season with doing, you know, meetings and everything virtually that we can make this thing work. You know, if guys need to be out, if, you know, you need to be in a meeting virtually and those types of things. So, you know, I wish Coach the best, and he's doing well. I've been able to talk to him still. So, yeah, everyone's just surprised by it, but we're still rolling right along.
All right, cause there is interesting stuff going on that we can't see firsthand because of the virus, but there are some new wrinkles being produced for the offense, we understand, with some new people in there doing it, designed to really fit what you do well. I don't expect you to give us the secrets, but how are you feeling about the new wrinkles, and you think they will be put into effect this season?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about, you know, the new coaching staff and just, you know, some of the new pieces that we've added. Just a lot of really sharp minds. It's fun to work with guys that understand football and to be able to bounce ideas back and forth. And that, you know, got everybody respects everyone's opinion, so it's been fun to talk in depth about, you know, specific details of plays and all those things. And so I don't think to the naked eye things are going to look drastically different by any means, but you know, the little differences that we're working on right now, I'm very excited about. And I think it'll really help our offense be more explosive as well.
I need you to go on the field with you for a specific play, Carson, because one of the things I read that you're working on is fumbling, not fumbling. How in the middle of the traffic when you're back in the pocket, people are flying around you, how you can protect the ball and still make a play. How hard is that to do, and how can you improve in that area?
Yeah, I mean, it's very hard to do. You know, it's one of those things where you got to know when to fight and try and make the play, and when to, you know, just kind of lay down and admit defeat and take a sack or whatever that looks like. For me, it's a fine line, and it's something I'm going to always be cognizant of and working on, you know, my whole career. But, you know, the idea of, you know, guys around you or guys, you know, hanging on your legs or whatever and still trying to get the ball out, that's usually my mentality. And, you know, oftentimes that results in positive plays. Oftentimes that results in incompletions. And, you know, too many times it results in the ball being on the ground. And that's something that, you know, I'm continuing to study myself and be critical of myself. And I'm just trying to find ways to hang on to that ball a little more often, but still toe that line of, you know, making those plays, and, you know, so a lot of those end up being big plays. So still finding ways to toe that line and be smart.
All Carson, we're very excited about one of your new targets, first-round draft pick Jalen Reagor. Could you give us your impressions working with him?
Yeah, it's been fun working with Reagor. He's definitely a heck of an athlete. He's smooth. He runs routes well. Quick and explosive. So right now, you know, we've only had a handful of days on the field, just throwing routes and stuff. But I really like what I see. I like what I see. Just getting to know him as well. Seems like a really good dude with a good head on his shoulders. So obviously looking forward to him helping us in whatever capacity this year on offense. And hopefully working with him and playing with him for a long time.
And finally, left tackle, new figure there, Andre Diller. But you're not losing Jason Peters. He's moving to right guard. That's going to seem weird, isn't it, when you line up at over center and Jason's on the other side?
Yeah, that probably will be a little weird. it's just good to have JP back. You know, he's meant a lot to this city, to this organization, to me and this team. And so, you know, we're all pretty fired up that he's back. And, we think he'll do a heck of a job at right guard as well. And so, you know, just reshuffling things around a little bit. And but, you know, I feel extremely confident with those, you know, those guys up front. And, you know, JP, he's locked in and he'll be ready to go.
Hey, cousin, we did look up the weather while we were asking the football questions. It's supposed to break and be much nicer this afternoon, so maybe they'll still be able to do it. K-Lot, 4-6, Lincoln Financial Field. It's called Kingdom Crumb. That's the food truck. It's part of the AO1 Foundation, and they're going to be giving away 200 family-style meals. It's a great, once again, a great thing you're doing for the community, Carson, and I appreciate you coming out with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Anza.
Carson Wentz. Thank you, Carson. All right, there you have it, Al. He's such a nice guy,
yeah.
You know, isn't he, though? He's such a great guy.
He's opting in. He's going to play.
And he is lead the next newscast. He will not be opting out. Now, listen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.